Well, let's talk about the state, or more specifically, the deep state. You say the Bank of England sabotaged you. The Treasury, the civil service. Tell me, tell our viewers and listeners about this deep state and the people who really are controlling our governments.
I think it's important for people to understand, because people think the Prime Minister is all powerful or the Chancellor is all powerful, and they can go into government and they can just pull the levers and things will happen. But actually, the government is controlled by the permanent bureaucracy, by the civil service. It's them who hire and fire the people that work in the government. They control the budgets of each government department. Okay. They make the decisions about how policies are implemented. So even if a policy has been signed off by a minister, it's a civil servant who says whether it's legal. It's a civil servant who implements it. It's a civil servant who signs off the budget for it. And that gives those people a lot of power. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bank of England governor has what I would describe as unaccountable power. He's appointed for 8 years. He can pretty much only be sacked for gross negligence. So he is able to make decisions about the economy independent of the elected government that have massive implications for people's lives. So what has happened, and it's got particularly bad in the last 30 years since Tony Blair got into office, is lots of power that used to sit in the hands of elected people now sits in the hands of the unelected.